I got Rene here with me. As you can guess, I'm from Secunia, and we are going to talk how you can leverage your SCCM environment to manage risks. To be honest, of course, it says Secunia here. I'm using this product before even I joined Secunia, and I really love it. I'm going to show you the beauty of the product, and hopefully you can all agree with me after the session. If not, we can definitely talk about it. So, Secunia is all about vulnerabilities. And I'm proud to say that Secunia is the pioneer when it comes to vulnerabilities. If you're working for a Fortune 500 company or Global 2000 company, you will see that probably we are already in. Little bit about me, Erda Veskaya. I can see some faces. If you attended any of Microsoft Ignite, TechEd, MEP summits, probably we came across. I'm completing my PhD in IT security, lecturing at Australian Charles Sturt University. Saying that, I just moved to Dubai. Now I'm based in Dubai. Yes, I know it's too hot. And to be honest, yesterday when it was raining, I told Rene, I'm going to walk. He said, what? It's raining. I said, I missed rain. You know, at least it's nice. Besides that, as you can see, I'm a consultant, not directly working for CSU. For Secunia. I work for CSU. But, you know, I love the product, and I love to talk about the product. So, the agenda. It's all about how you can use SCCM to manage your IT risks. Look, being at CSU, I'm pretty sure you all know what System Center is, right? I don't think so. I have to talk too much about it. Anybody? You know, it's Apple product made by Steve Jobs. Good. You know, just in case, for the ones that are watching this session later, what is SCCM? Helps you to improve your IT administration task. Yeah, I think we all agree. Help us to consolidate software and desktop management. Thank you. Beautiful. It's there to reduce our operational risk via role-based access, and the rest, you know, please read it. I'm not going to talk about SCCM. But what if I tell you? Now, besides having infrastructure monitoring, cloud management, infrastructure provisioning, optimization, self-service, what if I can tell you that with one little add-in, you are going to be able to also manage third-party patches. So, who is not using SCCM with WSAS to patch their Windows environment? Who's not? One, two. Any specific reason for that? You do it manually? How big is the environment? Okay, 5 to 10, manageable. Especially Windows 10, you know, you can now download. It's every Windows 10 is AWSAS, right? You can just share the updates across other computers. But the rest, you do. How do you manage your third-party applications? What about Java? Let me ask, who's not using Java? Not? Can I see your phone, please? Can I see your phone, please? I think we all do. And saying that, being an ethical hacker, knowing what is one of the most vulnerable products which exists today. What about Flash? Who's not going to YouTube? We all do. If not, your kids, your nephews, your mom. Your mom, okay. I stopped there. All right. The main question here is security. What if I tell you, hey, you got your SCCM. Just imagine, guys. SCCM. Now, a company is going to offer you a solution. I told you that already. Which is going to integrate in System Center. And it will help you not just manage Microsoft updates, also vulnerabilities. What was a vulnerability again? Remember Rocky Balboa boxing about the Russian guy, Forget about the political messages. Rocky, the Russian guy, found out Rocky had some issues in his ribs. He started to attack from there. Why? He was vulnerable, right? It was his weak point. So, back to IT security. We talked about Java. We talked about Flash. We talked about Adobe, Windows, Apple. Anybody not using it? So, so back to the topic. We all know they are vulnerable. And we all know hackers, they attack from our weakest point. So, knowing that, we have weak point, which is usually the 8th layer in OSI. But the 7 or 8 layers? 8, the user, the end user, remember? The weakest point of the OSI level. The rest we can manage, fix, but anybody was able to patch the end users yet? Sorry, Secunia is not going to help you with that either. But I'm going to show you how you can have your complete patch and vulnerability management right within SCCM. Before that, I want to give the mic to René, and he can talk about Secunia.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to SCU. A really short part from me. I'm only a sales guy, so don't worry about me. I want only to introduce you in two short slides. What is Secunia and what do Secunia? Go back, please. Thank you very much. What do you do? So Secunia is established in 2002 from two researching specialist guys who had a goal to create a database to find vulnerabilities in software. That was the goal. So since 13 years, Secunia built a huge network with thousands of organizations, CERTs, ISACs, everybody, open researching companies, hacktivisten, and something else, and have a focus. The focus is find vulnerabilities, verify vulnerabilities, and destroy vulnerabilities. That is the reason why we are here at the SCU. That is the reason why we go to the next slide, please. Handling IT security. That's not my slide, baby.
No?
No. Go all to right. The... Da!
This one?
That is the reason why we are here. We have a system center integration. Secunia is a Microsoft Alliance partner, Microsoft Technology Center program available. Secunia is the first vulnerability security alliance partner. Yeah? And additional Microsoft System Center Alliance partner. So if you call to Microsoft and ask, what should I do with my third parties, with a WSUS or with a System Center Configuration Manager, Microsoft will say to you, please try Secunia. Okay, now I will hand it back to...
Okay, enough sales jargon? No, you know, I think we need sales. So, all right, enough sales, as I said. What is Secunia? It's a vulnerability intelligence company. We have our own research team, okay? We sit down, we look at the vulnerabilities. We have our own advertiseries. Besides that, we have more than 20,000 applications, depending on file locations which we can detect. We basically scan. We do support 0 days. We create our own patches, or we verify the patches as well. So I'm pretty sure you all know how hacking works, right? There's 5 phases in hacking. One is information gathering. What is information gathering? Basically, here's my target. I need to collect lots of information about the target to be able to attack. 2 is scanning. So once I get my information, I have to scan about you to find what you're using so I can get information. Access, which is the third part, gaining access. Once I gain access, I have to be able to maintain access. Why? Because I'm going to use maybe some illegal files or some other stuff. The fifth part is usually clearing tracks. Let me explain you this with non-IT jargon. Who is not from Basel? Okay, I think most of us. You are here, and hey, hi Tom. You know, you're from Basel. Can you please tell me where is nice clubs? You know, in the corner there. Thank you. So first, you get us some information about some clubs, right? For nice beer or, you know, maybe some nice chat. And once you're in the club, you're going to scan around. She looks my type. Hello, sorry, I'm just using the excuse. Ah, she smiled. Hi, can we dance? That's the second part, scanning. Boom. No, firewall. I didn't see the ring. Oh, she smiles, we dance. Okay, beautiful. Now it's a bit quiet. Your name? Now I gain the access. Can I get the phone number? That's maintain access. Then, you know, whatever, night is over, I'm flying back to Dubai, I got a wife. Oops, so I have to clear the tracks before I get more in trouble. So this is how hacking works, IT, non-IT. If you look at Secunia, nothing to do with the wife, very similar. We, first of all, gain information about the vulnerabilities, the weak points. We assess them, we verify them. Then we support you. You know, I said, okay, I'm going to show you how, by the way. We help you to create the patch. This is the vulnerability, usually vendor-based. If not, we help you to how to buy, you know, you can bypass this until the solution is there. And we help you to use WSAS SCCM to patch the environment. Very similar to my relation with that beautiful lady there. So, I think we all understand that vulnerabilities are the root cause of security issues, right? And vulnerabilities are there. If you're a developer, you know, most of the time, lack of time. And, you know, Microsoft management said, Windows 10 is going to be released this summer. What does this mean for the developer? Do whatever you're doing, but make sure that operating system is ready this summer. In this case, some stuff might be not foreseen, not tested, where over 65% of the top threats use vulnerabilities to infect machines. I'm pretty sure you heard about Hack Team. Now it's Hack Team. You know, an organization which sells government some software which helps their clients to get hacked and collect information. And their main root cause was vulnerabilities again. So they were targeting attack via vulnerabilities, writing custom exploits, or using some 0 days. And they were making money out of this. So looking at this, 60% of the attacks were performed by commercial exploit toolkits. You don't believe me? Exploit-db.com. You can use Metasploit, which is totally for free, or Kali Linux. Try it yourself. And this is all based on the resources down here, which you can check later. We have a beautiful vulnerability assessment report where you can go and download from our website, which gives you all this information. But just to make it clear, 15,435 vulnerabilities were discovered in close to 4,000 products. To be more exact, 3,870. The vulnerability trend, every year it is increasing and increasing and increasing. Why? Hackers know we are vulnerable. Let me ask a quick question. Who never downloaded something from the internet for free, which is sold for money? I can see all the hands. Beautiful. That's the right way, right? We never download crack software, MP3s, movies. We love licensing. And hackers know that. The main question what I'm going to ask, why are hackers are giving this for us for free? Seriously, why? Do they love us? Do they hate Apple, Google that much? Anybody wrote a book? I did. But I still sometimes download books. To be very honest, I try to buy them, but only if they're good. And I found my book everywhere on the internet. You can too. So I know that. But the question which I'm asking is, and please answer it to yourself, why? Why did you get that movie for free? I'm not asking about the porn, no, the other movie. Why did you get the MP3, the PDF for free? Because they want you not to update your software. What? That's the first rule, right? When you download their crack software, I mean, I don't know, that's what they say. Usually, update is disabled. Which means you are vulnerable. You're opening your gates. What does the vulnerability mean? Remember when Microsoft sends this patch Tuesdays? Microsoft says, okay, guys, there is a possible attack vector. Please update your computer. What does this mean? It means, hey, the door for our main door is open. Anybody can, the lock is broken. Anybody who pushes it can go in. And here's the main question. Who is patching their computers within the first 24 hours? Please, hands. 48 hours? Where are you working? In a bank? Government?
No, just software engineering
company. Software engineering company, makes sense. What about you, sir?
In a bank,
you know, it's usually these two solutions because what happened, I was speaking at another conference about it in February. One big vulnerability, a targeted attack, cost banks to lose $1 billion. Just to help you imagine this, it's 1 ton of weight physically was stolen via ATMs. So if they don't patch it, there might be a victim as well. So, even though most of the registered vulnerabilities have patches, as I verified in this room here, we have a full house, none of us are patching it because, in your case, even you have 10 computers, you're still not patching it. What about your own PC, sir? Sir, from your end. Hello, I forgot your name. Do you patch your own computer? When?
About 10 days.
10 days. Look, even with your own computers. So, because the trick is knowing what to patch, how to patch. Besides that, let's talk about reality. Testing the patch, right? We don't want that patch to create more trouble to me. What is our best rule? If it's working, don't touch. Hey, hackers, they do know that. They're lazy like us. They're in IT. Come on, guys. They love BMPs pizza too. The difference is, you have to protect. Do you know how many applications you got in your environment, sir?
No.
Anybody knows exactly how many applications you got? Come on, you're all SCCM guys. It's just one click where you can get all this information. 10 computers. If you don't know, I'm going to scream. Should I start screaming? We don't. Okay, forget about your environment. Can I see your phones, please? Who knows how many applications you got in your own phone? Too many? We don't know that. Can you imagine that? You have to know all about these applications as well as know how to patch them because each application is an open door which a hacker can find a vulnerability and push in and go in. If you don't believe me, please call me. I'm more than happy to do penetration testing. I've done it. Please bingle me. Bingle? Bing, Google, you know, it's a Microsoft Dash. Google me, you will see what I do for a living. Besides speaking at conferences. So, back to the topic. This is the 20 core products. I want to see hands. Who is not using, for example, VMware? Or Microsoft Internet Explorer? Or Oracle Solaris, Google Chrome, Apple Macintosh. Anybody not using this in a room? Look, I didn't talk about IBM. I'm pretty sure half of you are not using it. So the question is, Erdl, enough. Let's show what is going on, right? The question is, how are you going to manage this? This is top 50 portfolio. And 1,348 vulnerabilities in 2014. And it's increased by 42%. The painful height. Yeah, I'm reading your sticker. As a software developing company, what is your life cycle, seriously, to...
Up to 3 years.
What about the vulnerabilities? How often do you testing? He's laughing, by the way, for the guys who's listening to the recording.
The problem is more the users. I can push out the patches and everything, but the users have to reboot, the users have to install them.
Here we go. What he said is, I'm repeating it just in case you didn't hear it. Even if I create a patch, it's up to the users to patch the environment. And beside that gentleman at the back, most of us are aware of what's going on. And if you look really carefully, Windows is just 2%. We know Microsoft, let's be honest, it's doing a good job. I remember NT4. I used to hack it like stealing an apple from a tree. Who never done it? You know, while we're little, not now. Now I go to Migros, a local brand here. I think we all did, right? But now, Apple is the most vulnerable operating system based on the reports. And we know Microsoft is patching the operating systems very well. But what about the rest? So, the main question is, what are you doing to protect your organization? This is not a hacking conference, so I'm not going to show you how to hack. But again, anybody attended Microsoft Ignite in Chicago this year? I was hacked by Marcus Murray and Hussein. It was a, you know, scenario. One of the ladies said, ha, 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 it's a scenario. I said, please come to the stage. I had 4,000 people. You can watch it. It's in Channel 9. She came in, took us 5 seconds to hack her computer. 5 seconds. Check Twitter. We were trend topic. 5 seconds. We had to plug something to a computer, which was looking like a keyboard. So the USB thought it was a USB keyboard, but it was not. It was a beautiful 0 day. So what if I tell you that SCCM, I think you all know. Anybody doesn't know? Just a 1.14 megabyte plugin to System Center can help you to reduce your risk. Bless you. All you have to do is go to our website, secunia.com. Download the SCCM plugin. By the way, for your Android users, you can download the PSI, which is free. For your personal computers, not work computers, download PSI, which is free. CSI is for your corporate, and it's called Corporate Software Inspector. We have also PSI, which is the personal software inspector. For your own laptops, please download it, but make sure it's not a work computer. Then you will break the license agreement. So once you download it, install it in your SCCM. Let's switch to demo. To save some time, I did download this already. Here's my SCCM. No, you can't see it. Here's my SCCM. I think we all know what SCCM is. Hopefully. If not, go see, you know, they're really, really good SCCM expert, Worley, Kent, and the rest of the cool, super cool speakers. They're here. Go speak to them. I can see a couple of MVPs in the room as well. So I'm not going to go. This is, once you install that 1.4 megabyte patch, okay? Plugin, not patch, sorry. It's too big, right? Yeah, I will do it right now. I'm sorry for that. Okay. Maybe zoom in will do. Hold on, I will use zoom in. So, a bit better now. Our usual SSTM environment. You know, you hold all your software updates. Let me pause.
Thank you.
I noticed he's just, oh, should I take this photo? How should I take this photo? Under the MVP on duty or photographer?
Yes.
Okay, then. I thought you were an MVP. Then, do your job.
Oh,
all right. You know, you can see all the patches, all the computers. Of course, it's a demo environment. So, it's a bit hard to work while I got zoom in. So, the patches are here. As you can see, I got lots of patches. This is all what is installed in my environment. Okay? Then, what you have to do is, first you have to go to configure. Make sure your upstream server is connected. As long as you have a connection between CSI and WSAS, you can download any kind of third-party patches. You know, SCCM knows exactly what is your environment. You have a beautiful console where you can see everything. And this is our, you know, Cicinia web page. As soon as you sign up, you have a beautiful dashboard here where you can see also everything based on your environment. And here you will see again the most critical advisories affecting your security. In this case, okay, I done a scan before I came to the session. And if you look at SCCM, you will see the product. One second, let me get my pen. Surface. You will see the product. You will see the vendor. You will see the patch version, the architecture, the senior security advisory, the criticality, when it was detected, and how many hosts you got installed. Let's zoom in. Let's say Adobe Acrobat. If it's blue, you can click on it. You can just, as usual, you know, right-click. Let me zoom in again so you can see it. This is, you know, you got Adobe Acrobat. Remember, at SCCM, if it's Windows 7, what do? You just, and there is Service Pack 2 available now, right-click, create a package. In this case, yes, you can go and name the package as you wish. Name the package. Put a description. Put a reference ID. And the other good thing is here. You can remove purchase Acrobat menu item. You can do lots of customization straight into your and uses desktops, like you're doing it at Microsoft patches. Again, you can create a clean installation. Of course, this has to be supported by the vendor. Click Next. I'm just going by default, just to give you the idea, the feeling. Here, you will see the applicability, the paths, how you would like to install it, the version, and the paths which has been detected. If you had multiple paths, it would show all of them. So let's say you have also 64-bit version installed. It will also show you C program files, you know, instead of saying x86. Or let's say you have Chrome installed. You know, Chrome, you can install in any directory you like. It will show you the exact path. Why? Because SCCM is doing a register scan as well. SCCM is exactly aware what is installed where. And that's why it can easily display this in our dashboard, because we work with SCCM. And as René said, as a Microsoft Alliance partner, technology partner, we work very closely with Microsoft to make sure that this is really easy. So as soon as I click Next, you can create 32-bit, 64-bit, or both. If you want to reboot your system, which none of us want during business hours, you can select multiple languages. You can install the XML5 path. And you can publish the package using WSUS. Do you see the beauty? So you're getting a third party and using the existing infrastructure. One of our friends who came to our booth asked, what is the biggest benefit of Secunia? It is like a Microsoft product, works with the existing environment by just adding 1.14 megabyte plugin and using the existing environment. For the guys who is watching the recording, I'm pointing at WSUS here. You can just use your current environment to fight against the hackers. Again, Secunia is helping you to stay more secure. Is this all? Are you now 100% secure? Of course not. Keep in mind, this is just helping you to be more secure, and it's patching around 86%, 87%, I don't remember the exact numbers, it was on the slides, remember? Of your vulnerabilities. So most of the, you can at least sleep more efficient now. What else? As soon as I click publish here, it's going to be published. Nope. Let me click cancel. I think you got the idea. In the meantime, I'm going to go to my console. This is another beauty. Even though you can manage everything from SCCM, okay? The good thing is, we're giving you access to our website. Why? Because this is software service. The best thing about CSI is our database. Hey, we are not a sales company, you know. I feel like a company calls from Philippines or India saying, hi, we can help you to help your sales. No. You know, they have a huge number of email addresses which you can buy from the internet where you can spam. No. This is the database of vulnerabilities. As soon as we scan your environment, we compare it with our, and we tell, hey, you are not running the latest version. And based on that, let's show the critical information here. You have 16 installation of Microsoft multiple products vulnerability. I just clicked on it, and you will see it's highly critical. It has security bypass, exposed security information, system access, can be done remotely. This is all the CSV references. And it affects all these operating systems. It affects all this software. And the Secunia advisory details tells you what to do step by step. If you have an error, you can do this. You know, here's my other question. I want to see hands, please. Who says, I don't care about security? Security is not my job. I'm just an SCCM guy. IT pro? I want to see hands, please. None of you, right? I remember speaking at Hacker Halted a few years ago. Hey, it's called Hacker Halted. I had 2-3 people saying, you know, I don't care about security, I'm in finance. I said, really? A, you're either in the wrong conference. B, are you using a computer? Or can you please name me a business who is not using a computer? Mafia? Yeah? So anybody who is paying tax has somehow used computer. Why? Because they have to lodge their tax, maybe via a tax agent. You know, I pointed at you, but maybe via a tax agent. But then a computer is going to be used, which means all your information can be accessed by someone else. And this is just a very small example what it can do. Let me get another example, a more common example. I think we all use Firefox. Okay, let's go to Firefox. Again, you will see, if you don't install Firefox version 38, you can be exposed in all these problems. So we are not just telling you what can happen. We are not just helping you how to patch. We are also telling you how to protect yourself, the dangers. And seriously, being insecure, I'm just about to complete my PhD. I'm teaching in a university classes, okay? I'm speaking worldwide conferences. I didn't see a product yet which sits in a Microsoft ecosystem like Secunia. I don't want to mention it now. You mentioned some products, but none of them are doing this. Yes, maybe I was mentioning Metasploit, right? There is another product called Nexpose. You can download Kali Linux, which is free. You can scan your environment while typing all these commands. Then go to some free databases and compare one by one. Really? Hey, I remember asking a question right in the beginning, saying, how many applications you got? You didn't even know that as an IT pro. I hope your boss is not going to watch this session. If they do, none of your employees are here, dear bosses. They are all someone else's employees, okay? Nobody from your company is here, dear boss. I am helping you guys. So, can you imagine the danger? It's like Hansel and Gretel, you know. They were putting some breadcrumbs to escape, to go back, you know, if something happens. Remember that Hansel and Gretel story? All right, how, you know, IT is really important with reporting as well. So if you can't report it well, it's not good. How are you going to convince your manager about this? Or, look, a true story happened a few weeks ago in Dubai. One of the biggest companies, I can't mention names, they have branches worldwide. They called me. They said, can you please do demonstrations? Yeah, no problem. You know, sales done everything. But they, for somehow, sales, you know, I don't listen to sales as well most of the time. I said, okay. I was speaking at a conference called eCrime, and I had the security team sitting in my session. That's why they knew me. I went to the security. I said, hey, guys, using Java 1.7. Java 1.7. It's not Oracle. It's still Sundays. And you're talking about security? You think your X firewall brand, your Y Microsoft patch, your Z antivirus is going to help you? I said, how did you find out? I said, easy. I said, look, I'm going to go to one of your branches with one of my USB sticks. I'm going to ask your lovely receptionist to print me a file, you know. Excuse me, I forgot to print this paper. Can you please print it to me? He will say no, seriously. Maybe they're going to say, okay, sorry, we cannot plug USB security, right? Can I email it to you? She's not going to double click on it, really? Oh, she doesn't have admin rights. Who wants admin rights? Saying that, Kent, yesterday in the keynote, he was saying most of the companies, they still use local admin rights. Let's verify that. Anybody still using local admin rights in their end users? Who's not? Out of 30, 40 people, 3-4 hands. Can you imagine the danger? Okay, I said, we are here in Dubai. You have 30 days to find another sponsor. Why? It's not like Sweden or Australia, you know, I'm back from Australia. If I get fired, no problem, I can find another job and I don't need a sponsor because I'm an Australian citizen. If not, you know, I got a working permit for 5 years, I can find another job. But in Dubai, you got 30 days. But can you imagine being on the news in the headline, XYZ company hacked? And in your CV, you say you are the administrator for that company, finding a job within 30 days? Or, don't laugh, your company, like Citibank, for example. Can you imagine you're the CISO for Citibank, which was hacked badly, or Ashley Madison? You are the CISO for Ashley Madison, and you come and apply to me. I'm going to look, CISO, Ashley Madison. Thank you very much. This CV is not my type of CV. Why? You were in the headlines. I don't want me to be in the headlines. Having a product like that can help you to be, what does it say here? Can you please read it? Stay secure. I think I have a few moments time. Can you please check what time the session is finishing? I think you got the idea, right? So, SCCM, it's here. 15 minutes. SCCM is here. We downloaded and installed the plugin. By the way, I lost it. Here we go. Remember, I published the package. It's successfully created. You can also import the information from your clients. You can create schedule. Just double click on it. Oops. You can create schedule. Besides that, this is straight from SCCM. You can always log in from any browser to our website, which you can run a quick scan, which you can also include the current computer that you have as well. You can get the results in a PDF or email to anybody you like. Let me click results. Then I will scan in again. You can, you know, I have a configured host group, product group, advisor group. So you can create your own groups to make things a bit easier. And the most important part, reporting. You can just, let me zoom in here. As you can see, you can create a smart group notification. So not just PDF, you can also receive emails. And straight from the website, I'm just gonna open one of the reports, you know. This was created just today, right? Here, Secunia custom report. It's due today. Let me click and download the report. This assumes you have Acrobat Reader installed. And while you do that, you can even fully customize the report. If you don't want Acrobat Reader, all right, zoom out again. What happened? You can create a CSV file as well. You can create one-time reporting, multiple-time reporting, include an executive summary, select some users, for example, hey, finance group. Here's your report. Hey, CEO group, here's your report. And you can put some statistics to keep the talk short, click open. And here's my beautiful report. Look at the security here. I got my IP address displayed there. So, I always say, including me, everybody can hack. And this is my beautiful custom report, which is 2 pages. Remember, I didn't click most of the options. The following report shows you data from a site-level perspective. This information can be used to monitor, document how many sites I got, end-of-life products. Let's say you're using IE7. Don't laugh. There are so many companies that are still using it for custom applications. Instead of you getting reports from Secunia every day saying, hey, you cannot do that. You cannot, this is end of, you can just mark it as end of life. Say, I'm aware of that. It's used only in a certain intranet for that custom applications. Don't bother me. You can do that as well. And you can see extremely critical, 9 installation. Highly critical, 49 installations. And you have a beautiful dashboard. Can you imagine? You are going to see your CISO saying, hey, sir, here's your security report. As IT pro, you're going to give them the security installation. Just think about the other cool factor here as well. And the other good thing is, back to the dashboard, which I want to show you here. Or let me go to SCCM, show you from there. You know, you can do it regardless from anywhere you like. Secunia, my patches. You can just click here and get the detection rate, the architecture, the Secunia advisory information, or the vulnerability. What happened? I changed. All right, most critical product is currently Mozilla Firefox. It says you have already package created, but you can still work on it, you know, create maybe an updated package, uninstall a package. Yes, you hear it right. You can even uninstall a package, which is sometimes good, right? You crash the environment, no problem. Let me call the packet back. Sorry. I don't know if you can send a sorry message, but that's, I don't know, maybe we should edit this well. Sorry, I crashed the environment. Here's the new package. And look at this from here. You can see the criticality level as well. Then it was scanned, where you can verify this straight from our website. What else? Patching. Remember? I showed you how to do it from SCCM. Not zooming in anymore. But you can do it straight from here as well. What happened? Come on, zoom in. All right, doesn't want to zoom in anymore. Let me call Marcus Novich, and maybe he can help me. And this is, you know, where you can do the SCCM management. Hey, what is that Vim? I can see also VIM right in the bottom here. VIM sales. What is VIM again?
VIM.
Yeah.
Vulnerability Intelligence Manager.
What is Vulnerability Intelligence Manager doing?
Shows you all vulnerabilities in all software.
Hold on, I couldn't hear you.
Sorry. If you have a software on a router, switches, hubs, production line, anything where is in software installed, you get with the Vulnerability Intelligence Manager all vulnerabilities information that you need to protect your environment. That is very important.
So, basically, here is my other question. All right, good. I patched all my Windows. I patched all my environment. May I ask the router brand they're using at work? TP-Link, for example. You know why I selected this brand? Remember, there is a hack. When did you update your router firmware or your modem firmware last time? Hey! What about the other aspects? So you can subscribe. By the way, cost extra. Just to let you know. Okay? You can subscribe to our intelligence system, which, to be honest, all we do is send you an email about the latest information. And last is, I think we found around 14 zero-days. I don't know if you know one zero-day, you can minimum $50,000. And I know a good company called Hack Team, who's keen to buy all this. Sorry, Hack Team, with the ED at the end now. They were buying zero-days. You can buy it as well. If you have orange tours, orange rings, you can go and buy 0 days. I hope they're real, because you're paying 50,000 minimum. And we discovered 14 of them to help you about anything and everything. If it's a commercial product, Rene, how long does, let's say we don't have it in our database and it's a commercial product, how long will it take you, a sales guy, to add this product into your database? It's commercial, but it's not in Secunia now.
New database.
Yeah?
1 minute?
Officially, how many does it take us to respond back? 72 hours, right?
Yeah.
So we promise you, saying, okay, not your custom software that you don't sell yet, but as long as it's a commercial product, and let's say we don't support it, you first subscribe. That's important. Make Rene happy. Then, within 72 hours, we help you to support that product in terms of vulnerability intelligence. Any questions? I think you got the idea, right? Let me give the microphone. By the way, I have lots of speakers here.
I can speak loud also.
Okay, I can repeat the question. If, you know, it's recorded, that's why. If you can pass it through, please.
Yeah, you told about...
No, that's joking. It was a bad joke, okay. I was, okay. You know...
So you said you're using WSS to patch your infrastructure and scan your clients. So the one thing is, how do you scan for this VIM reports? The
okay.
Other thing is, how do you create the CAP files for WSS? How do you secure them? Do you have a code signing certificate, or has the customer to create someone or roll it out or something else? And the third question, where the packages come from. So where are the binaries? Is it in your cloud, and how do you protect your cloud, or do you get it from Adobe directly from the FTP server and so on?
All right. I might forget the questions. Step by step. Yes. VIM is a separate product, by the way. How do we get information? What is SCCM doing? It scans the SCCM knows exactly what is installed in your environment. Remember? I said it in the beginning. It scans your registry, not us, SCCM. We just sit on top of SCCM, and collect information from there. So it's already in your SQL database. What we do is, we connect via a secure connection to our server, software service, or if you really want, you can purchase on-premises version as well, right? The only thing what we do is, we don't collect any information, but the version information of the application, any data, just the version. We compare our own database, and that's how we know what you are using or not. The patches, Secunia has 4 steps. First, we scan, of course. We have to know what you have. Then we assess. Okay, that's the version number. Then we verify the patch. You will never, ever, ever get an unverified patch. Most of the time, we do test them. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then provide them. Sometimes we give you a direct link where you can add to the vendor website, but most of the time you can download it from us. Let's say the link is not, it's broken. You can always go, as I done, and change the URL. So yes, we do verify it. Yes, we make sure the connection is secure, because the last thing is we want to, you know, the first thing is we want to secure you. The last thing is we want you to get hacked because of us. I hope this answers your questions.
Yeah.
Did I forget something?
Yeah, the security of the CAP files in WSS.
Okay, remember, WSS is just a mechanism. We just sit on top of it. All what we do is get everything and use the existing infrastructure to deliver. Think about DHL. I use DHL, why? German company, yeah. By the way, I was born and grew up in Germany. But at the back end, they used Deutsche Post, or they were using Deutsche Post in a different way. So they used the existing infrastructure with their value-added service. Very similar. We use the existing infrastructure with our value-added service.
So I, as customer, has to create a code signing certificate to deploy it in my infrastructure to create the cap files?
Okay. When you first install WSUS, we require you to, you know, WSUS, you could just create a self-signed certificate, or if you have a PKI, you can just download the PKI and connect. Basically, we make sure that the backend is secure. For the patches, they are all from the vendors.
Yeah, but you have to create a cap file where you put the patch in.
Yes.
And this cap file must be secured, right?
Yes. Yes?
But I talk about the securing the cap file that they cannot be modified.
Okay, when we create the package, okay? I think, from what I see, I don't want to mislead the conversation. Everything is, because we download straight from the vendor, so the package should be already pre-signed for you. If not, let me verify, I take it offline, okay? I have to double check if this still doesn't answer your question. I will definitely come back to you after the session. I will call and get the answer for you. For the guys who's listening to this, I will put probably a blog post update in my blog. Another question?
So if I want to update Firefox, I don't want to use it, push it via WSUS. I want to deploy it with my existing release management via my compliance groups.
Okay, the question here is, for example, Firefox, other one is WSUS, by the way, you are not using directly WSUS. You're still using the system center information here, or as you can see here, you can use patching straight from the website as well while deploying agents. It's easier for you to use the existing infrastructure. You are more than welcome to see. I saw Firefox somewhere there. Oh, yeah. Number 8. Thank you very much, SSEM. Sorry. Thank you very much, Sikunya. But I'm not going to use you. I'm going to do a manual patch for free, if you want to.
But can I integrate with Sikunya? So would you create a manual, like a software program?
Yes, you can go.
So I can deploy with my two specific collections.
You can create, back to SSCM, my microphone. You can create your own packages. Okay, you can create your own patches as well. Well, just, I don't know if you can see here, you can import a package. And in this case, it's Google Chrome. You can do it as well. It's an option. If you want to do it, feel free. Any other questions? We have not too much time left. I'm going to do drawing. But I'm more than happy to take some questions. By the way, I'm still thinking a good way, but I'm going to verify my answer. I don't want to tell you something wrong. I didn't forget about you. Any other questions? Could be about anything security related as well. What do you think about the product? How was the session? Useful? Yeah? Or was it too much sales jargon? Come on, my feedback. I know Taekwondo. If not, if you're better than me, I run fast.